Look, I don't really see any real reason to make a decision at this point. I mean, it's, you know, what's the point of announcing your candidacy and putting yourself in a position where, you know, you're under all of the FEC and all of the, you know, rules and regulations and funding restrictions and everything like that. I think that's one of the reasons a lot of folks are just looking at this saying, well, what's the point? I mean, if you can go out and test the waters and you know, get your message out and see that it sort of gives you a lot more flexibility than being under these restraints that McCain-Feingold has put us under. And so I think one of the things you're reacting to is, number one, this isn't 2008. In 2008, you know, Barack Obama raised $750 million. I will predict you today he will not raise that amount of money. Just because it isn't there. I mean, this is, you know, we've gone through 2 years of one very difficult economy, and there just isn't the money. I mean, if you look at the money raised in 06 versus 2010, look at Senate races. In Pennsylvania, the folks who ran for the Senate, open Senate seat, you know, raised half the money, roughly half the money that we raised in 2006. Why? Because it's just there isn't the money. You know, the economy's taking a real hit, and people don't have disposable income like they did in 2007 and 2008 when folks were here running. So, you know, to say, well, why aren't you running? Well, you know, you got to have fuel in the tank. And right now, there's just not a lot of fuel out there. And I think that's one of the reasons that people are, you heard John Thune said money was an issue. Well, money's an issue with me too. I mean, it's an issue with everybody. And so, you know, you can't go out there and say, I'm running and just hope that folks are gonna send you money. You better have a better idea. And at least I think for most of us, we're mining the fields to see whether it's there or not. And it's tough out there. So I think that's not been spoken of candidly, well, and I thought I'd share that with you.
Well, Huckabee has said, you know, he doesn't want to jump in the pool unless there's water in it. That's the way he puts it.
Yeah, look, Mike's done this, and Mike jumped in the pool, and with, you know, probably very little water in it when he decided to go the last time, but you know. Mike's in a different place right now. Mike's in a place where, you know, 4 years ago, Mike who? Now everybody knows Mike Huckabee, and Mike has an impact on the country doing what he's doing. Mike has an impact on not just the political process, but a lot of what he does. He has an impact on the culture. And I know Mike's a culture warrior, and I think that means a lot to him. And you know, to be sort of the new Paul Harvey, if you will, that's a huge, huge gift. And he does it really well. I mean, he's really good at it. And so I think, you know, in his case, you know, to have the kind of impact that he has on the country now, he has to look at, well, what am I giving up as opposed to what I'm getting? And what he was giving up before as a former governor of Arkansas compared to what he's giving up now, there's a big difference. And you know, like I said, I think Mike does a great job in doing what he's doing. Not that he wouldn't be a great candidate or be a formidable foe. He obviously would be, but he has a lot to give up in making that decision. So I think he has, you know, for him to jump is different than for me to jump, or for, you know, somebody else who isn't in the position that he is to influence the country at this point. And that's really the comment I was making about Sarah Palin the other day. Same thing. She has any ability to influence the country because of the position she has right now. And she has to make that decision as to whether she's in, you know, sort of like with Mike, in a position where she's giving up too much to risk running for president.